Thanks, Vic. Sheldon, just taking a look back at the work week, how do you feel practice went?
I think the guys are growing each and every day. We do have a young football team, and each and every day rep meeting, it's a learning experience. It's a first, you know, and this is going to be their first, sixth game in this league. So it's encouraging.
And just looking at these all-player meetings, how do you think these have been effective when it comes to the young guys?
You can't learn enough in this league. I'm still learning. You know, and you try to soak up as much knowledge so your career can go in a positive fashion. And, you know, obviously we're not doing so well on the football field now, so it's very important that you keep these guys motivated and understand and help them understand, you know, the big picture.
Do you feel that guys are encouraged?
Most definitely. You have some veterans here that has had some success in this league. We have guys here that have won a Super Bowl and played in the Super Bowls and a lot of playoff appearances. And, you know, these young guys, they strive to be that guy, and they just want to know, you know, what does it take? How did you do it? And we as older players, you know, we show them how to prepare, and we keep that mental focus and just try to show them paying it forward. That's the biggest thing.
And Sheldon, as we drill down and look at this 3-2 Bengals team, just from an offensive perspective, what have you seen from these guys that they're doing differently?
They're a football team. I think Andy Dalton does a tremendous job of believing in his guys. You know, he'll throw in the coverage sometime, and those guys come down with the ball. As last year, we played in one game. He threw a ball up to AJ, and AJ made a play for him towards the end of the game. You know, those guys are motivating. They're playing for him. He brought Gresham along. You know, Gresham's a young tight end in this league that's developing, and I think, you know, with the draft of Andy Dalton and him being around and playing, you know, Gresham has come alive, and he started making some plays for him. So they're playing at a high level for a pretty good quarterback.
You get Joe Hayden back this week. Talk about how much of an asset that would be for the defensive backfield.
Joe is a tremendous talent. You know, he's a guy on the field that can make plays for a football team. You know, quarterbacks are not as comfortable to just stand up and throw the ball because, you know, Joe is an athletic guy that can make some plays for a team and get you a big play. So, you know, obviously him being on the football field will help this football team. We'll work him in within the scheme, and he'll go out and probably have a good day.
And just overall, what are you looking for at this defense come Sunday?
From a defensive standpoint, we just want to communicate, you know, obviously keep the deep ball off top of us in the secondary. And up front, just kind of dominate the line of scrimmage, you know, create pressure on the quarterback, especially when you're playing at home, use the 12th man, keep the fans in the game with a lot of exciting plays. And if we could do that, I think we should have a pretty good day.
Sheldon, thank you for your time and good luck to you.
I appreciate you, fam.
Back to you, Vic.